Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Before we even start the show today, though, got a Burt Show listener not happy with some of our content.
Okay.
Okay, not today's show because we just started, but yesterday, I think. Good morning, Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks.
Your name is Dawn?
Yes, it is.
All right, Dawn. What do you want to unload on us?
Well, it's just, you know, I've listened to you since about, you know, 5 o'clock this morning. And, you know, with all the things that we have in our world today, it's just unfortunately, it's about the only station that would pick up on this, the vehicle that I'm in today. And to have to listen for 30 to 35 minutes about parents who, you know, call in for things for their adult children.
Right.
I mean, you guys really should take, you know, better advantage of the broadcasting time that you have to give messages or something a little more important than that. I mean, like she was saying, that is dumb, but it's dumb for, you know, people in Atlanta to have to listen to that for 30 minutes.
Okay, first of all, I have no... What was the break? Wait a sec. What's the break that you're talking about?
It was the conversation we had yesterday about the parents who call in sick for their kids,
the
and then how that
parents
is
of adult
the teachers
children, yeah,
and their parents write their papers, and you don't really know what lifestyle these people have to where they would need their parents' help for certain things. It just seems like a, you know, 30 minutes of airtime that could have been used for a lot more important issues or even topics, for that matter.
Like,
I mean,
can you give us some?
My opinion, that is just dumb.
Can you give us some examples of what you would consider content that's not dumb?
Or why you're in such a bad mood at 5:52?
Well, music, you know, since you're on the air, you know, with the music station.
Yeah, we don't play music in the morning. So
are you a new listener?
Well, you play some songs, I guess, when people request them. But
no,
you know, it was just annoying, and I thought, you know, you know, I'm a locksmith. I work 24/7. I have to listen to the radio quite a lot just to keep me awake. And trying to keep myself awake, having to listen to that conversation was just,
wow.
You know, you guys have a great radio station. I just think you could have done a lot better than you did this morning.
Hey, Dawn, let's have a conversation here for a second, okay?
Wow.
Are you a new listener to the Burt Show?
Actually, no. I've listened to it quite often.
Okay. Well, here your first statement was there are more important things in the world to talk about. Some of the reason why we spend 10 minutes on a conversation like that, because a 10-minute conversation on something like that, is because there are such serious things that are going on in the world, and we sort of look like as this period right here is your break away from that from time to time. We'll get into the serious stuff.
Oh.
But sometimes we break away and we do goofy stuff, and it's what we've done for 9 years here. And if you don't like it, you got 40 other radio, you got iPods and 40 other radio stations.
Yeah. It's like news stations.
Well, like I said, I'm in a work vehicle this morning, and it seemed to be the only station that would pick up in the location that I'm at. And I just had to, you know, get my opinion out there because it gets annoying sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes we take calls like this and it's annoying for us too, but we try to be patient about it.
Exactly.
And we try to work
like
our way through.
All the other callers that you've had call in this morning, I mean, great topic at 5 o'clock in the morning.
I thought it was funny.
For talk for 10 more minutes about Chex Mix.
I thought that was
hysterical.
Wow. That was just icing on the cake for me.
Honey,
so
I'm sorry what's ever going on that makes you mad at 5:52 in the morning,
no,
but it's not us.
Just, you guys, like I said, you do have a great show. There's just
no, we don't.
Not according to you.
Other than that, for 45 minutes.
Someone peed in your Chex Mix this morning. the Chex Mix conversation that we had yesterday, I thought was so funny.
It's funny.
I mean, it wasn't like a planned thing that we were going to talk about. But like I said, there's serious things like going on in the world.
It's human nature stuff.
I'm
you know, we all
you
related
have to, talk
to
about
that.
Serious things. I'm just saying, there's a lot of other topics. You know, all
like what?
Okay, but we've asked you several times.
Those two annoying things. It was just
wow.
Okay. Can you, that's my opinion. Just like everyone has one.
Well, give us an example of a good topic.
Yeah. What do you want us to talk about today, and we'll get it in somehow?
Yeah. Give us an example.
Something other than what you are talking about.
Like, give us specific.
No, so anything other than what we were talking
like
about.
Like you said, you know, something to keep it light. Something in the mornings, you know.
But you just say that what we were just doing? Isn't that what she's criticizing?
You guys, listen to the energy that you guys are getting all worked up.
You know what? It's annoying to me. It's annoying for me. I have to say, a pet peeve of this job is people to like, I don't understand why she's so critical and complaining for the past
We're not telling you how to install a lock.
Yeah, nobody's walking around saying that you did that well.
Being critical about someone I'm who they have calling their doctor's appointments. I mean,
but then give us something that you want us
like
to talk about.
A really dumb thing. Just like she said, that she thinks that's dumb.
I think
it's dumb to waste airtime for you to be making people laugh or tell them an interesting, you know, an inspiring story for the day. Other than, you know, who cares if these parents have, you know, their adult children have their parents.
Okay, yeah. And I think the irony here is that we're spending all that time on her. And we're doing the same thing that she's upset that we did yesterday.
Dawn needs to call another
wow.
locksmith to reach up her arse and pull the lock that's jammed up there out.
Man.
Good morning.
Checksmith. You guys need to talk about something a little lighter than Chex Mix.
Happy morning.
Latte, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Hi.
I'm good. I just want to say, like, what does she expect? This is not CNN.
Right.
Like, seriously? If I wanted that, I would be listening to something like CNN. I want the Burt Show, where it's funny and things go from all across the board. Serious, okay, they do big Burt's Big Adventure, so they go from serious to funny. Like, this is not CNN.
Why are we it's even spending, like, this woman is driving around on her work. Yeah. But this woman's driving around in her work van, and she's listening, and it's stuck. I can't listen to anything else but you guys.
It's annoying.
And for whatever reason, like, I'm sorry that someone called you at 5 a.m. to go let you in their house.
No joke.
Like, you know what? It's...
And you got other options. You know what? It's another option. If you're in a car, and the only thing you can get is us... Silence is an option. That's the one channel that you'll always get great. The reception on silence is fantastic.
You can turn it off and sing to yourself.
You can always.
Why not?
Compact disc is a CD. I think that she would probably be singing things like Amazing Grace or like Kumbaya.
It's where you also, not really, that attitude.
No, she's really, that screaming really happy, music kind of girl.
Really happy songs.
She also has the option. Of going back to school and getting her GED so she doesn't have to be a locksmith.
You're mean, Jeff. You know what? There's plenty of
happy locksmiths out there. I'm sure.
There's probably a locksmith called the Happy Locksmith, and there's a whistling smiley face on his van.
I'm not going to criticize locksmiths because we need locksmiths.
Yeah.
We've all called a locksmith
when you need
before.
One, yeah, you want a happy
Hell
one.
Hell yeah. That's when I'm the happiest is when the locksmith gets there.
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just saying, you know, are we done talking to her? A, she's putting me in a bad mood, and I'm sure everybody else.
Yes.
B, she's the one who's saying, oh, you're wasting airtime, so yeah, why are we wasting airtime on her?
Because she was fun.
And, you know, she's just putting everybody in a bad mood, and she won't let you guys talk.
You know what'll put you in a better mood? Think about the person who called her this morning. Like, think about the person who is locked outside of their car and needs to get to work, and she pulls up, and she's like, oh, look at you, you freaking idiot. Your keys are right there in the ignition, and the car's not open. Looks like you're in a jam, you moron. Well, let me get my tools and bilk you for $175 freaking dollars that you're probably going to pay me in a check so I can lay you in your car and you can drive to your job where you talk about nonsense. Stop.
Hey,
are you glad you called me?
I'm with her now. Now I'm annoyed.
Imagine if she has her key, the person has the keys locked in the car and their radio is up with Q100.
Oh, no.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.